Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President-elect Biden's transition team is providing details on what to expect from the Biden administration shortly after Wednesday's inauguration. NPR's Mara Liasson has details.
The administration wants to not so much hit the ground running as hit the ground sprinting. Lots of executive orders. He's going to sign on day one in order to extend the pause on federal student loan payments, rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement, reverse President Trump's Muslim ban, mandate masks on federal property, extend the ban on evictions. He's also going to submit on day one an immigration bill to Congress, which would codify DACA and provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Meanwhile, razor-top fencing and National Guard troops are being put in position around the U.S. Capitol amid threats of extremist violence at the inauguration. Los Angeles County hit a pandemic milestone this weekend. The nation's most populous county has surpassed 1 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. And as Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports, the county got more bad news. The new variant of the virus has arrived.
The coronavirus strain B117, which originated in the United Kingdom, is now in L.A. Health officials say this first case of the variant, which is about 50% more contagious than regular COVID, was found in a man passing through the region who's now isolating in Oregon. Experts say it's likely the U.K. strain is already spreading in Southern California. A million confirmed cases of the virus in L.A. means roughly 1 in 10 Angelenos has been infected. However, recent modeling from the county suggests the actual transmission of the virus could be much more widespread, infecting 1 in 3 residents. As California expands access to the vaccine, LA is still keeping tight restrictions on it as it continues to inoculate frontline healthcare workers. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum.
The U.S. is calling for an independent investigation into allegations of rigging in Uganda's presidential election. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the U.S. provides millions in development and security aid.
In a statement, the U.S. State Department said it was, quote, deeply troubled by reports of intimidation, violence, and irregularities during the presidential vote in Uganda. Even before the votes were finished counting, the leading opposition candidate, Bobi Wine, alleged the elections had been rigged. He remains under house arrest and is surrounded by the military. The U.S. said it would take action against anyone undermining democracy in the country. The United States provides more than $900 million a year to Uganda, and critics say the aid has helped President Yoweri Museveni remain in power. Museveni, who has ruled for 35 years, has just won a sixth term in office. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.
This is NPR. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has landed in Moscow, returning from Berlin, where he's been recovering since August after he was poisoned with a nerve agent and nearly died. Russian authorities had diverted his plane from the Moscow airport where it was supposed to land, and authorities there say they'll arrest him immediately. One of the most legendary producers in the history of rock and roll has died. Phil Spector was 81. He died last night at a hospital in Stockton, California, near the prison where he was serving time for the murder of an actress. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Phil Spector created the dense, intricate approach to producing a record that became known as the Wall of Sound. The Righteous Brothers, The Beatles, The Beach Boys, Stevie Wonder, and Ike and Tina Turner in a song Spector considered his personal masterpiece. But over the years, Phil Spector suffered from paranoia, abused his wife, and had an obsession with guns. He fatally shot actress Lena Clarkson in 2003. His career had tanked decades before, but the way Phil Spector heard a song continues to shape music today. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The Cleveland Browns and Kansas City Chiefs face off today for a chance to play for the AFC Championship. Later, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and New Orleans Saints vie for a spot in the NFC title game. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.